Finding Tinkerbell by April Clausen, based on a true story. Mia had looked everywhere. Where was Tinkerbell? Mia was sad. It was time for bed, and she couldn't find her stuffed cat, Tinkerbell. Everybody helped her look. Grandma, Grandpa, Mom, and Dad. No Tinkerbell. They searched all over. They looked under the bed. They looked behind the couch. They even looked under the sink. Still no Tinkerbell.
We're not having much luck, are we?
Mom said.
No,
Mia said with a frown.
I don't know where Tinkerbell is, but there's someone who does know.
Mia's eyes lit up.
Who?
Heavenly Father knows. Should we say a prayer and ask him for help?
Mia nodded and knelt down. Everyone stopped searching and knelt down too.
Heavenly Father, I miss Tinkerbell. Please help us find her. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Mia prayed.
Now we need to listen and think so the Holy Ghost can help us find Tinkerbell.
Dad said. They were all quiet for a little while. Mom looked at Mia.
Where do you think Tinkerbell is?
In the closet.
Everybody checked a closet, but there was still no Tinkerbell. Suddenly, Mom had an idea.
This morning, I put your backpack in the upstairs closet. We didn't check there yet. Maybe Tinkerbell is there.
Mia and Mom ran upstairs to check. They opened the closet. Tinkerbell was in the backpack. Mia gave Tinkerbell a great big hug. Mia and Mom knelt down right there and thanked Heavenly Father. End of the story, Finding Tinkerbell, by April Clausen. Read by Kate Strongen.